Hey guys, welcome back to the 5 Foot Pond. I'm Jackie and I'm joined by Nuvia and Evelyn. And today's podcast, we have a special guest here with us.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Hi everybody. In case you guys don't know, I'm Nuvia's boyfriend. I'm Marcos.
Oh my god. Insert clapping background.
Yay. This is my first time doing a podcast episode with them. I've been wanting to do it for a while, and today we finally have a chance, so here we are.
Yes, so
we were forced into this, you guys. You know, he really wanted this, so we had to do it.
Yeah, we had to. Just kidding, we were planning on doing a podcast with them, by the way. So yeah, he's the famous guest for today.
Yes, welcome to our studio.
As you see, it's really chill,
and by studio we mean our bedroom.
This is a nice studio.
Thank you. You put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have a special guest here today with us. How do you feel, Marcos?
Let me just say I'm sweating my nuts off because I came out. I just came from the store and it's hot as hell out there. And I just bought a mop for them.
You guys know why you're
just... I bought him a mop just because what I saw was embarrassing and just disgraceful.
He was like this man.
He was trashing us on how our mop was.
Listen, here's what happened, okay? We're Mexican. We mop with, like, if you're Mexican and you did this, please let us know, because we know we're not the only ones out there, but we have, like, those regular mops. Is there a name for them? Just, like, those regular mops with stick and,
the janitor,
like,
with the
like, the janitor type of mops with, like, the gray hairs at the end. I don't even know what it's called. And
gray hair mop.
Yeah, the gray hair mop. And Marco saw that we were mopping with them. He was disgusted. And he hated it. And so he literally, on a whim, went to a Walmart and bought us, like, what are they called? Swiffer sweeper? It's not even a mop. It's
like a pad. This is not sponsored, by the way.
But it can be. And yeah, he just went to Walmart and he bought us a new mop. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then we tried it out.
It was great.
Okay.
I was kind of impressed. It smelled really good.
I've been doing it since, like, I met you. Like,
using mopping?
I've been using that for, like, years. And I was like, why don't you guys just get one already?
See, for me, it always seems like Swiffer Sweeper mops like that. I don't know. They never caught my attention because I always felt like they were, like, a rip-off.
First?
Because they just felt like wipes. Like, wet wipes on a plastic end.
A Kleenex wipe.
And plus, like, can we talk about the dangers to the environment?
Rip off? The what?
Because Evelyn, you use one wipe, every time you mop.
Did you not see the floor?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you're
did
welcome.
Did you not see the earth? Like, all the waste that's going to create during a friggin'
this is what causes the breakup.
Literally, guys, this is why.
I used it those first 10, 15 seconds. So you can see how much dirt I brought up.
At first, it never caught my attention because I was like, you have to use a little cloth thing every single time you mop. So? That seems wasteful to me.
But it's kind of the same thing as changing a whole bucket of water. It's just a waste of water.
Chucky, first of all, get out of here.
Picking sides, I'm just saying it's kind of.
But you act like you've been using Swiffer for like a million years. I just got it today.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's kind
of
you have to change.
Well, yeah, I say it like it's just a cleaning thing. You have to like buying Clorox wipes. You have to keep buying them, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I thought it was wasteful.
It's not wasteful. You put it into use.
It is wasteful for the earth because you just throw it away.
No, they're recyclable. They're recyclable.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then that's good. I've rejected everything I said.
Bro. Can we talk about how it's only been like 4 minutes?
Oh, you serious?
Yeah.
And we're talking about mops.
Like, that's our introduction to Marco's fucking mops right now.
Are you serious? Anyways. So.
Yeah, let me just say this.
Next podcast, you see a sponsor for sure. And then over here, like, today's podcast is brought to you by Swiffer.
Okay, this is just for me and my fans, my listeners. I'm taking the opportunity to say hi. And if you're coming from my YouTube channel, thank you for clicking the link and checking out my girl's channel and their podcast. Their channel. Every comment, every view means a lot to them, so thank you a lot.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Shout out to Marcos. Do you have do your friends have like a name?
Like the labels, like the...
Yeah, like, you know.
The Marquitos.
A couple of them...
Marquitos.
A couple of them said they call themselves a name, but they're like...
Roses?
Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Roses?
Okay. Shout out to the Roses. Yes. So thank you.
Here, let me tell a joke. Okay, guys, I need help with some dad jokes because I've been using this one and I'm running out. I need help.
When he says he's been using that one, he literally means he uses it every time we go anywhere.
I used it twice already, and one of them gave us a discount. So
that's true. It did give us a discount. We went to Chick-fil-A the other day, and we get to the guy who's taking the orders, and then Marcos is like, "Do you want to hear a joke?" And then the guy's like, "All right, say it to me." And then Marcos is like, "Tell him the joke."
I said, "Do you want to hear a pizza joke?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure. Never mind. It's too cheesy." And he's like, "Ah, ha, ha."
When we went to Cookie Crumble? Yeah.
No, we went to Target and he was getting me Starbucks.
Yeah, but it was also at Cookie Crumble, that's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, that's why he's saying he needs new jokes. Oh, yeah, we went to Target and he said it to the girl at the Starbucks counter. And because of that, she gave us a discount on our drink.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, if it gets us free stuff, then I'm all for it.
If me flirting in front of a girl, like two girls
would... Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh my god.
I told him, I was like, "Listen, if you need a flirt, but it gets us like a free discount or like free food, I'm all about it. I'll flirt with the girl. I don't care.
I get her number and everything."
I don't care as long as we get free food and you're not for real and you just burn it at the end.
You would flirt with the girl.
I save it and I go on a date with her.
No, I'll take it and I'll make sure it gets burned.
Get married with her.
Oh my god.
Here's another one. Why do... Wait.
Crickets.
What is... Never mind.
We're going to take a short commission.
Is that the word? I'd like to point out that Cindy's podcast has gotten the most views.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the ones that we filmed. Like, what is this bullshit?
I think it's just safer to say that me and Ellen should just get away.
Yeah, so I just want to take this opportunity to say that you guys are fired.
I think you should do another episode with Cindy.
I know. Cindy, how do you feel that our podcast is the most listened to podcast so far?
Good.
Humble. Wow.
Honestly, I think me and Evelyn and Marcos should start our own podcast.
I agree.
The bros.
I agree.
The bros?
The bros, really? That's bro. What you come up with?
Yeah. The bros.
What would you name it, Evelyn?
The hoes.
Oh! The squags.
Squag.
Squag lord.
Let us know if you know where that reference is from. Squag. BTS.
That's our Unga squag.
Yes.
Yeah. BTS squag? 2. Oh, no.
No.
BTS.
BTS 2.
I think we should have like a unit, you know? Like we should have unit.
What?
Unit podcast. Like where certain people record a day. Like every now. Like you and Cindy. Like one day me and you or me and Jackie. Or like you and Marcos. You know what I mean?
Whoa, Evelyn's like thinking outside the box.
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, so it won't be just us every single day, you know?
There's a podcast does that.
This is what the people want.
The same podcast. One guy does it on this day. The next day, the girl does it.
Interesting. But what if people like a certain person more?
No. Well, I'm just saying, like, we'll keep it. Like, it'll be us on the regular, but every now and then, we would upload.
Well, I feel like that would happen anyways, because sometimes you guys are going to be busy or... You know, I won't be here, whatever. So I feel like it happened anyways, you know?
Yes. If you guys watch Netflix, go on the movie called Love.
I know!
And watch the first 30 seconds. I saw it last night, and Netflix is doing porn now.
Disclaimer, don't watch if you're under 18. Actually, don't watch if you're under, like, 16-ish. 17, right?
So
Evelyn
can watch.
No,
you can watch because you're 16.
Well, I feel like even 16 is kind of like, don't watch that stuff.
Are you freaking kidding me?
There's people getting pregnant at like 14. Yeah, you're right. Okay, if you're less than 16, don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
Did you actually watch the whole movie?
No, I skimmed through it. I watched the first 30 seconds just to see what the hype was about. And I was like, okay.
I didn't even know there was a hype.
Yeah, it was on TikTok. Like, people...
Oh my, it was on TikTok?
That movie didn't even blow up because the other movie blew up.
Because 365?
Yeah, 365 is the one that blew up.
The only reason I know about it is from TikTok where they record the reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, watch Love, watch the first 30 seconds, and this is our reaction. And like, what? Like, I got so many. I was like, you know, I'm going to take a look. And I looked at it, and I was like...
Oh, I feel like quarantine has people, like, coming up with, like, their intimate desires because everyone's just, like...
Maybe
just you. So tell us more about yourself, babe. How old are you? What do you do for a living? Who are you?
21.
I mean, obviously, you're my boyfriend.
We will now be starting our new Marco section for this podcast. So here you go, Marco.
I'm Nubia's boyfriend for many years. I love her. and I adore her.
It's only been 2 months. Just kidding.
And I love her sisters so much. I love her family. I love her parents. I'm 26 years old. I'm a Gemini. I'm a Gemini. My shirt's open.
That's true. You guys just showed him buttoned. He was talking about love and through.
Insert picture.
I'm trying to recreate the love movie, you know?
Whoa.
You guys can't see me, but my eyes are squinting right now. I do medical stuff. I work on the computer a lot. And then when I'm not working, I try to make audios.
Audio? Where are you all?
So I just see they're like a power couple because Marcus works like in the medical stuff, and so Nubia's also gonna start doing that. So
yeah, I'm proud of my girlfriend, and we all love her, and we're proud of her. And oh my gosh, babe, I've been receiving so many positive messages for you. Oh, your girlfriend's like, aww, congrats to her. You guys are a cute couple, and you make an ugly smile. But I get a lot of people. I get a lot of people that say, that you're just amazing and inspiration and stuff.
That's really nice.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's really sweet. I appreciate that a lot from everybody. Yes. Not just your followers, but I've been getting a lot of support lately, so that's awesome. Thank you to everyone.
Okay, guys, if you add me on Snapchat, you guys will probably see it by now. But I have a dog named Piglet. My brother named him because when we first got him, he was a baby. He looked like a pig. He had a pink nose. He had a pink nose, and he was all white, and he just looked like a little piglet. So we named him that, and we still have him. He listens to me. He's potty trained. He can do your taxes, and
wait, that took me like
he takes you places.
That took me like a second to process because he was so like embedded into the normal.
He's really protective of you. One time we're in the backyard, and we're just fixing up the backyard, and my brother,
you and your dog.
yeah we were fixing it.
Whoa.
Okay, no, it was me and my brothers, and we were just fixing the backyard, and my brother accidentally called 911, so the police came over to our house, and yeah, I don't know.
It always happens. You'd be surprised when you're young. Like, everything you do calls 911. It's like a thing. I called 911 like 3 times. It was terrifying.
And yeah, he accidentally called them, like, he butt dialed them and whatnot. So the cops came and they're like, we got a call. And we're like, what the fuck? So Piglet started attacking them. He started like biting their legs and,
oh my God,
and stuff like that.
And Piglet's like a little chihuahua, guys. Like, it's not a big dog at all. It's like a little cute chihuahua. Yeah.
He's a little chihuahua, but he's tough at heart, you know.
Yeah, when we met him the first time, I was so excited, and then the moment I saw him, he started barking, but then he attacked Cindy, so then I felt a little better about myself. But you know,
at first, you know, Jackie, I was looking to put down others to feel better about herself.
But yeah, he was. But after
the Photoshop journal entry that we had. Yeah.
And then after, we just connected, you know.
We all connected, dude. It was so cool. So Marco's actually, he hasn't always been here in Arizona. This is where we met and everything. But you've lived at like 2-3 other states.
I was born in the LBC. What's up?
First, he's a beach boy.
From Long Beach. I like to say this because my mom said it to me, so I say it too. Snoop Dogg was my neighbor.
What? Is that like a California thing?
Yeah, because he's from Long Beach. That's where I'm from, babe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's my neighbor.
Oh my God.
So I was born in Long Beach, California. Oh my gosh, people would listen to this and be like, ew, cringy. But I was born in Long Beach, California. And I lived there. I lived in Utah. And I lived in Junction, Colorado. And I lived in Mexico for like a year. And I lived...
When you stuck 3 states and you lived everywhere?
I've lived to... I moved in Arizona and I've been here ever since. And I don't think I would live or move anywhere else.
2 years later, out of state, I'm going to California.
Yeah, I don't think I'll move out of state.
He just loves
us too much.
I know. I told him that it was crazy that we were both in like the same states.
Colorado.
Probably at some point. Because if you guys didn't know, I don't think we've ever talked about this big part of our lives, but we moved from Colorado to Arizona. I think we mentioned it, but we never actually talked about, like, the traumatization. Oh, no. That's a whole other podcast. But anyways, I was telling him, like, I grew up in Colorado, and he was probably there while I was there. Yeah. And, like, all this stuff had to happen so that we could end up here in Arizona, and then here we are now.
I lived in Colorado 2002 to 2003.
Yeah.
And then I was in 8th grade, and I lived in a little cul-de-sac. I have a lot of memories there that one year. And then 2004 is when I moved to Arizona, and I've been here since.
Yeah, we moved out of Colorado in 2011. Yeah, I did the math the other day.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, so literally we were in the same state at one point.
That's I mean.
Let me just say that in Colorado, and what's it, the elementary school I was going to, we had movies. We had movie nights in the cafeteria, and it was awesome because at night, all the students would come with their parents and bring blankets and pillows and snacks. And we put on a movie on the projector, like all the third grade class, whatever, eating in the cafeteria, watching a movie night.
I just want to point out that, I have something to say, guys. You will find that Marcos just went to, like, the bougiest of schools.
Literally?
Like, this was your elementary school?
Yeah, elementary.
They had, like, movie nights with their parents? Like, what?
Elementary school when I was there, they would give us, like, freaking burnt fries, and then the nacho cheese would be hard as hell.
We would have had the freaking hard fruit snack.
And the nacho cheese would be like chunky.
And then he went to
dark yellow.
Dobson High School here in Arizona, which is like the whitest school. He said you could leave for lunch. I'm like, what even is that? We've never done that before.
We can't even get out of the table.
Yeah, he trouble. Your sports were sponsored by Nike?
Yeah, right? Or Adidas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Adidas.
I think it was both. Nike and soccer. I know cross country was Under Armour. Basketball was Nike. Our soccer was sponsored by Adidas. And I think Nike did all the girls' sports.
Yeah.
But our school was really privileged. Seniors, I think juniors too. You could leave campus and go eat food and then come back for lunch.
And let's just say it's also a very nice school, like, taken care of. Mm-hmm. Marco said there was, like, food inside, like,
yeah,
like fast food places.
Yeah, there was, two stores. One inside the building, one next to our cafeteria. And it was, like, a mini restaurant. You could get, there's a menu and everything, and it wasn't, like, all bad, but...
Well, compared to other schools, it's pretty, like, it's pretty privileged.
You have to pay. You have to pay for it. I don't think it was free. You had to pay for everything there.
Yeah. At least you had it, though. Shout out to the Sierra Linda hotline. That's the closest I could get to fancy food. That was, like, the good food. Because you know how they have the lines that just sold the same thing every day? Like, yeah. Burritos, pizza, and, like, yeah, what else was it? Yeah, and then I would go to the hotline, which had something different every day. And that was, like, the good food. And even that wasn't, like, great. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have any stores. We couldn't leave for lunch. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. No one could leave. Even the seniors, which is crazy.
Bro, we can't go to the band room. It's kind of bullshit. The only time you can leave is if you have early release. Like, you know, the seniors, you get an early release pass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can either do that or be a TA.
I was a TA. I didn't do early release.
I can't do early release.
If you weren't a senior, you could literally eat anywhere on campus. Literally, if you're a freshman, you could go on to a football field and eat on the bleachers.
What?
Yeah, you could have done. I did that. And then junior, senior, I went off campus. But yeah.
I wonder if it's still like that.
I think it is.
I mean, probably. If it was back then, obviously now.
Crusty. People.
Evelyn has a thing with other school bands.
Rivals.
They're rivals.
And now Marcos is on our team.
So now he's like, F them. Now he's a bulldog.
No, I'm not.
Speaking of sports, Marcos played soccer. He played track.
Dude, let me tell you.
Do you play track? Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you. In soccer, he's like professional, like literally.
Yeah, he did. Tell us what you did, baby, in high school.
He was on the internet.
I don't want
to brag. Oh, my gosh.
You were literally on Google.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He told me, and I was like, what the heck, this guy? Mm. Yeah, he was in his school soccer team, track and cross country, and he came out, like, on the local, like, newspaper and stuff.
Let's see. I started running, and I think I joined the running club 6th grade. And from there, I started soccer in fourth grade, and then it really helped my running. And I did both sports. I did club soccer and track and cross country and stuff. And then seventh grade is when I started going on the news. I became like the city. Oh my gosh, I sound so stupid. Like,
Baby, proud of your accomplishments.
No, it's cringy.
Everyone's gonna think you're cool.
In seventh grade, I did track, of course. I did the team, and I was ranked top 3 in the city of Mesa, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And I went on the newspaper. Oh my gosh, that's so stupid.
Let's just say he had a lot of success.
We're stupid all the time on this thing, so just go ahead.
What?
I said we act dumb on here sometimes all the time.
I'm calling you stupid. I'm saying that we act dumb, by the way, so like, just go ahead.
Oh my god. I did all that and recognized. I got scholarship offers and when I was a sophomore and junior, and then I did varsity. I did varsity soccer freshman year, and I did that all my years and scholarship offers whatnot. But senior year really effed up my future, I guess. I had a lot of back injuries, so I couldn't run as fast as I used to. Oh. And I was like too slow. I slowed down. I had a lot of back injuries, and plus like the stuff happening in my life really affected my school, so I lost some offers. But
let's fight them.
I try to stay in shape.
Now he's with me. Yeah. Let that sink in. Well, I was I was in soccer. That's it.
This isn't about you.
And our team was ranked nothing.
She didn't win a single game.
We won one game by 1 point. Yeah, that's a success in my eyes.
One game out of like 20 games. And they even lost.
I don't
want to
talk about it. So yeah, but it's okay. It's the experience that matters.
They met at one Nubia sucky soccer.
You had a pretty shitty experience from what I could see.
From what I saw when
I don't know. I enjoyed my time playing soccer. I mean, I wasn't great, but I wasn't bad.
Let me just say, the first time I met Nubia, it was at a soccer game.
Yeah, that's why I always have a special place in my heart.
And she did her hair and everything.
Oh my god, I can't believe you noticed.
She didn't think I would notice, but that was like one of the first things I noticed. It was her hair. It was all curly and cute. And I was like, this girl really did her hair for me.
Did you have your hair down? Yeah, so I don't even know how it came about.
So cool having their hair down and curled.
I didn't play with it down. I just had it down till I met him.
Well, I asked him. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't even know how it happened, but I ended up inviting him too. I think it was one of my last couple games.
I invited myself.
I think you did, actually. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I take that back. He totally invited himself. That's totally what he would do. I would have never invited him. I don't do that stuff. Yeah. I don't do that. So he invited himself. And, of course, I felt bad. I couldn't say no or anything. So he came. And I remember I was walking out of the locker room. I was in my soccer uniform at the time. I had curled my hair. Keep in mind, I'm like 17 years old. And I'm walking out with one of my friends, Katya. She was on the soccer team with me. And then I see him coming from around the corner of the tennis court. And then my friend Katya, like, walks away because she knows I'm going to meet him. And then I see him and we're like, hey!
Yeah, and I hugged her and I noticed her hair. And she looked cute with her glasses on. And we sat on the bleachers for a bit.
At the top.
Yeah, at the top. Uh-huh. And after the game, during the game, I was kind of cheering her on. I saw her run and stuff.
That's
embarrassing.
She's so. What'd you say? You were like, "Whoa, go Nubia!"
Said, "Go Nubia!"
Yeah, because they call like your name, I think too, and yeah. I was so embarrassed because he was like cheering me on, but I was like, "Oh my gosh, like, what'd I do?"
Well,
not embarrassed because he was doing it, but embarrassed for myself because you know I've never done anything like that before.
And I cheered her on first day I met her, and then after the game, I was like, "Congrats, you did a good job, even though you lost." And then
I know that's even worse that we lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, not a surprise, but I was like, man.
And then I drove her home.
I was so impressed because he opened the door for me. And I know that sounds really ridiculous, but that was crazy to me because no one had ever opened a door for me. At least not that I remember. And I remember he like came around to the red truck, which he had. He still has that truck, I think.
I do.
The big one, right? The big red truck. And he opened the door for me to get in, and I thought that was, like, so sweet because no one had opened the door for me. And that sounds so sad now, but...
She's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, thank you. And then, yeah, I was
thank
like,
you. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, my voice just, like, squeaked.
Thank you.
But, yeah, anyways.
And then her mom called, and she's like,
oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I told her that Marcos, a friend, was taking me home.
A friend.
Yeah, a friend. We were friends.
I know, but I thought it was funny because you're like, oh, a friend. And
yeah, yeah. And I think she asked me who, and I just said, like, a friend or Marcos or whatever. My friend Marcos, and she let him bring me home.
Oh, and, no shit.
And, yeah, and that was it. I don't know what happened after that, but it's all history from there.
And she ditched him, and she never came back. And
yeah. And then I left him on scene for a year still.
Let me just say, if you're still listening, kudos to you. Can we talk about how when one Halloween I was a girl?
You were a girl?
Yeah. You were a girl for him?
Just as a girl.
They just said they did ask just a girl?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was like 9 or 10.
You told me everything. What?
I thought I did tell. Actually, I did.
No. I don't remember this. Let's hear the story about on Halloween.
I was like 9 or 10, and Halloween was around the corner, and all my friends were like, "Where are we gonna be?" And I'm like, "I don't know." Literally at the last second, you know, I'm just gonna be a girl.
A girl.
My friend, I just got her clothes, and I put it on, and I just like had a wig, and I just me and my friends went into the door. I just hey.
Like that one. What? Like that one TikTok. Hey.
Yeah.
Wait, so it wasn't like any kind of girl, it was just like just a girl?
The girl, I had girl clothes, I had a wig, and then they said, "What are you?" I said, "I'm just a girl."
What the hell?
And I still got candy. I was like 9 or 10.
So. All our feminists, please stand up.
Oh, no.
Evelyn's like wheezing.
I was like 9 or 10, so you don't...
Don't judge.
Don't judge me. I was like 15, 11 years ago. No, 15 years ago, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, Daniel. Remember when that was a thing?
Remember when "what are those" was the thing? What are those? I seen this.
Oh,
woman.
Yeah.
I thought this one thing was like, "What are those?" And then the girl's like, "They're my chanclas."
Oh, yeah. I've
and
seen
they're
those.
Like Doral or something.
TikTok has taken over my life.
Can we talk about how Donald Trump is thinking about banning it? Like,
yes,
what kind
perfect
of
transition. Can we just talk about Donald Trump being an idiot in general?
Literally, he was like,
first of all, Jackie, there's bigger issues like TikTok.
No, I know.
Out of all the things to talk about Trump, she's like, Trump is gonna take down TikTok.
Well, yeah, because Marco started talking about TikTok, so I wasn't gonna go into something else with him talking about TikTok.
TikTok is a Chinese
melody.
Lin.
Chinese like a melody.
No.
Ew, is that you?
I like to tell you the story behind this guy. So there's, you know that one song.
No, first of all, you guys know how like how I am. Like I just in certain things I'm just not it. Like I'm just
you're not.
Like I'm just
okay. Anyways, so what was it? What's the song called?
It's called "Replay" by Ayaz.
Right. So you know it sounds. I can't do it. You do it.
The song, I'm sure you guys all know it. It's like, "Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out." Got me singing like, anyways.
We're not trying to get fucking copyrighted.
No. Oh, yeah.
You could get copyrighted for singing yourself.
Yeah.
No, that's why people do covers, right?
But that's...
Because it's like your own...
Well, you have to get permission.
To sing it?
For when you do... Yeah, if you go in the description, it show... Oh, if you go in the description, it'll show when they got the permission to do that.
Well, it looks like we're taking it down. If we get copyrighted, it's Nubia's fault. Yeah, like, listen to this episode now before it gets taken down.
But anyway, so yeah, so that song "Replay." And then Jackie, I don't know what happened, but we started singing it. And then Jackie, instead of saying it yeah. correctly, like, "Shawty," she said "Chinese like a melody." And I was like, bro.
I thought that's what it said. And then I thought that's what it said.
Jackie, why would it say "Chinese like a melody"?
I don't know. Like, why would that's I think... Racist. I mean, that should... I mean, I was like... fucking 5 years old when that song came out.
Oh, I thought you meant when you
said that. No! I was like 5 years old and my whole life until like now, like not even like
Chinese
a month ago. It would like I found out and then they're like "Shawty's," and I'm like, oh, so now I feel like dumb. But now I sing it right.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, so TikTok is like a Chinese app. And
hello friend.
Hi.
No.
No. Yeah. Does it look like we're done? Close the door, please.
Knock, Christian.
Why do you make such a loud noise?
Oh, because my bag's there.
Yeah, no, but he's like... he, like, swings the door.
But, yeah, so that's why they want to take down TikTok, because it's, like, a Chinese app. It could gather your data, apparently, from your phone without you knowing. I don't know what that has to do with the government, but...
I just like to say that Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, they all do that shit.
Yeah, but they're not, like, actual apps made by China.
Yeah, but
I think that's the issue. Like, it's an actual Chinese app.
Okay, yeah, but the fact that the government has my information is kind of scary. Like, our government, our fucked up government.
That's true.
Like, how's that any better?
And it's been up for, like, a while. Also, what do they care? That they, like, if they did get my info, like, wouldn't that be my issue? Not theirs?
I don't know.
Like, you know? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Sometimes I want to delete it, but then I'm like... Then I see people like, you know, Katy Perry on it, and I'm like, okay, I'm sure they would want to take her info more than mine, so then I keep it. Continuing on this Donald Trump train, I just want to talk about the fact that he wanted to defund education.
No.
Or not wanted to, he's going to defund.
He said he wants to defund any school that will open their doors in fall. Which I'd like to point out that my school doesn't get anything. You know, we're broke. So,
first of all, what is he going to defund? We already don't have anything.
Literally.
I saw a tweet where he was like, I don't know what he said. He's like, all schools better open in the fall. And I'm like,
no. He said he's pushing for all schools to open in the fall. But teachers are like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
There's a difference between pushing it and literally scaring people into doing it, like threatening to take away their funding if they don't. Like, do people not see this behavior? Like,
and yet there's still people voting for him.
Yeah, and that's the worst part. There's still people voting for him.
So if you're here,
and now with fucking Kanye,
I thought you were getting started on that.
People are dumb.
I know.
Period.
Education is so important, guys. So please, stay. Oh wait. The deadline to vote, to register to vote, is over. But I hope you guys all registered to vote. Speaking of education, education is important, like I said. And so we thought we would discuss your journey of education.
Marcos.
I was going to say Marcos, but then I was like, should I call me Babe or Marcos? I don't know.
This is a professional podcast.
Exactly.
This is professional. Sponsors are going to listen to this.
So would you like to explain to us your degree, your associate's degree?
Yeah. So
let me just walk you through my childhood education. No. Okay. Let me just say I walked for miles as a first grader.
Oh my god.
Okay. Not that far.
Math was my favorite subject.
No.
I had a tutor for one subject, and I did not like her. When I was like in first grade, I think I was in first grade. I was living in Utah, and I had a tutor. I forgot for which. I think it was English. The lady was so rude to me, and I was only 5 years old. And I was like,
"You don't understand this."
I said, "You know what?
How was she rude to you?"
She was yelling at me. If I didn't get it right, she was like, "No, that's how you do it." Like,
and it was.
Yeah,
again, this is like a random ass stranger.
Yeah, it was a random lady, and she was really rude to me, and you know, I got really upset, and I was like, you know what? Because she's supposed to come to my house on the weekends for tutor, and okay, so she came to my house, she knocked, I didn't answer, I told nobody to answer the door, and remember, like my brothers and my everybody. And I was only 5 years old, and she kept knocking and knocking. I was like, don't answer it. And then, the next following, like, day at school, she said, I went to your house. Where were you? I told her, I went to Mexico.
You told me this story before.
I told her.
You went to Mexico.
I said, I went to Mexico. And then whenever she would come over, I kept telling her, oh, I'm going here, I'm going there. Like, so she wouldn't tutor me home.
She actually believed.
I think, yeah, she didn't, probably, because, I don't know, she was really rude, and I didn't like her, she was so rude to me, so I said, I went to Mexico, so whenever she would come over and knock, I don't answer, and then,
so how long did that go for?
I don't think it was too long, and one time, one of my dogs followed me to school, and when the dog was with me at school, I put it in my backpack, and I carried it around, and I was showing off to the cute girls and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and all the girls were like, "Oh, you have a cute dog." And then I had to like call my aunt, or they called my aunt to pick up the dog. But I had it in the backpack, and I was showing off to everybody.
Get in the backpack.
Yeah, and then
she was like,
And then high school. When I was in high school, this was when high school was only 10th grade. Tenth grade and up.
That's so weird.
Yeah, when I was in high school, it was only 10th grade and up. They had 9th grade freshmen in middle school. That's how they had it back then. And I 17 graduated. What? I had a lot of the girls in my school were pregnant, and they're 16 pregnant. And I made a meme where I was like, 17 graduated, you know, bitches. And then. And then I had plans. That's legitness. I had plans to go to NAU. I had everything, my classes, everything like that. And I went there for a little bit. It was cool. My roommate was an engineer guy. He was like a weed, one of those hippies or whatever. And then, okay, things didn't go well, personal life. So I left, moved down here. And then I went to community college, and then I was helping my dad, and I went for business, mathematics, and accounting, and I did that. It took me longer than expected, because I was working 2 or 3 jobs, and then now I work in healthcare.
Literally, guys, this is the biggest plot twist ever.
I work in healthcare.
Well, there's statistics show that majority of people who went to school for a degree don't actually go work in that field.
I've seen that before, which is kind of crazy to me. But I guess it also depends on the kind of degree, I guess. But I feel like degrees like business, maybe even like psychology, like more general degrees are kind of easier to end up doing something else other than what you studied. You know what I mean?
No. Just kidding.
No. Like, I got my nursing degree, but like, if I got that nursing degree, I'm going to go do nursing. I'm not going to go, like, do coding.
Yeah, but for me, I feel like, because I was, we have a, I don't think, nobody knows this. Well, if you're listening, we have a family construction company, and I did business just, I did for myself in accounting, but it really helped me build my business, I guess. So I have, like, knowledge behind that. And then after that, I saw an opportunity in coding, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go for it. So I did it, and they liked me, and then that's what I do now.
So did you think college was worth it, or especially for you, since you didn't even end up working, at least right now, with your degree? Did you think it was worth it to
it's
get?
It's not. Well, for me, I think it was worth it for me, because it was not expensive at all. Like, it's very affordable. A lot of people could do it. Let me just say this. College is not for everybody. No. Like for sure, that's not. If you're like debating to go or not, like, mm-hmm. It's okay if you don't go, because what I tell a lot of people, my friends, I guess, is to wait on it, because it's always gonna be there, and go do something else, like go travel, go.
I feel like that's a cool thing about college, that you can go like whatever age. Yeah, and then like Neva says, if you have to like think about it like over and over again, just don't do it.
But then again, you have to put into like the fact, like, let's like NAU, they only offer you the full ride scholarship as soon as you're out of high school.
Yeah, I think it's very circumstantial. Like,
if I want to go to NAU and I want to study my 4 years and I don't have to worry about any like student loans, I have to go as soon as I'm done with high school.
That's what I'm saying, where I feel like it's so circumstantial to everybody, where not everyone, unfortunately, not everyone has the same opportunities, the same chances. Like, yeah, anybody can go at any time that they want, and that's true in like the general aspect of it, but when you actually get down to the details, it's not as true, because it's like, yeah, I can go when I'm 34 or whatever, but when I'm 34, I might have kids. Mm-hmm. I might need to work. I might be a single mom. Or like Evelyn said, like, she doesn't want to go right after high school, but it's her only chance to go, because that's the only way she'll get a full ride scholarship. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's very like circumstantial. And I do think that, you know, you could go, that there's no pressure to go to college right away or to be successful, but I feel like a lot of kids are pressured into going to college and stuff, and college is not for everyone, you guys, and I'll be the first to say, like, it's hard. It's a lot of self-discipline. Like, it's hard. It takes a lot of mental work, a lot of emotional work. Take your time. Look into other things, other programs. It doesn't have to be college. You could do, like, a little 2-year certification program, WestMech, you know, other stuff like that, that you could still live a perfectly fine life without having to go to college, you know?
I mean, you don't need to be rich either. Like, you can just get a stable job that pays you at least well enough so you can take care of your family, if you even have any. But you don't also have to choose, like, a big career just so you can have a whole lot of money and, like, brag about it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think we'll cut it off here for now. But if you want to continue in our conversation, stay tuned for the next podcast. Yes, thanks for listening, and...
Thank you for listening.
And stay tuned for our next podcast. Make sure you check our descriptions for our social medias, for my TikTok.
And share our podcast. Yeah, definitely, yes. Follow our TikTok before it gets banned.
True. Like, comment, share, you know, whatever. Send us ideas. Yeah, comment. Oh, wait, I guess you can't really comment. Comment. Like, share, and...
Share our podcast.
Subscribe.
And let us know what you guys would want to hear. Bye.
Bye.